We're going to jump on some breaking news here in the state this afternoon. A federal court ruling striking down Wisconsin's voter ID rule. We're going to get the details in just a minute from our very own Sean Johnson.
And you can join the conversation. What do you think about the ruling? Join us now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. 1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We want to hear what you think about the idea of voter ID laws. Supporters say we need it to help prevent fraud. Opponents say, hey, this is stifling voter turnout, discouraging people from voting at the polls. 800-642-1234 is the number. 800-642-1234. And we'll pop something up there on the Central Time Facebook page where you can put your comments. With us, we have Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio's state government reporter. Sean, thanks for joining us on shorter notice than usual.
Yeah, you bet. No problem.
So give us the basics here. What was the ruling?
The ruling essentially put the law, which was already on hold, enjoined it in federal court. Judge Lynn Edelman wrote that it violates the U.S. Constitution and the Federal Voting Rights Act, because it would deter a substantial number of eligible voters from casting a ballot. And he wrote that the conclusion that blacks and Latinos disproportionately lack IDs is inescapable. So he's saying that, especially his decision addressed that second point in great detail, that the law as it's written will disproportionately hurt blacks and Latinos and keep them from casting a ballot. And so the law, you know, which has not really been in effect in Wisconsin, is now enjoined in federal court.
And how is this ruling going over in Wisconsin so far? Do we know a reaction?
Well, I mean, we knew that there was a possibility that a court, either a federal court or the state Supreme Court, was going to rule that Wisconsin's voter ID law is unconstitutional. And Republican leaders, including the governor, had already raised the prospect of calling a special session of the legislature once that happens. They're kind of backing away from that today, and I think partly because of the way that Judge Edelman wrote his decision. You know, he said, "I'm aware that there, you know, the legislature might amend the photo ID law, and that if they do that, you know, they could move to have relief from the permanent injunction. You know, essentially lift the injunction, have the law back in effect." And if they do that close to an election, I will hold, you know, hearings in an expedited fashion. But he said, you know, quote, given the evidence presented at trial showing that blacks and Latinos are more likely than whites to lack an ID, it is difficult to see how an amendment to the photo ID requirement could remove its disproportionate racial impact and discriminatory results. So there's Judge Edelman essentially telling the legislature, look, you can amend this if you want. I don't see how you're going to get around this concern.
Quick reminder, we're inviting you to join in with your reactions to this ruling on the state's voter ID law, effectively putting the kibosh on it. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Sean, this ruling really went further than I think a lot of people expected, including, as you were saying, members of the legislature who thought a tweak here, a tweak there, even if it's struck down, it'll pass muster. The judge saying, as if it comes back to me, there's probably not a change that's going to make me change my mind.
Yeah, it's pretty strong language there for a judge to say that, you know, to kind of acknowledge the political realities that the legislature is considering changing this and to kind of send them a message. So at this point, what you have is the governor, the attorney general, the majority leader in the state Senate, and the speaker of the state assembly are all going to get together, and they're going to decide what makes sense in terms of how to proceed. And the attorney general has already said he wants to appeal. If they appeal, it goes to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago. And, you know, Republicans like their chances there because the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld other voter ID laws. But people who are challenging this law say, first of all, the law is different. Second of all, you know, they're challenging it on using a different challenge in the Voting Rights Act than has been successful before. And so, you know, they like their chances there, too.
So with this appeal of J.B. Van Hollen, what are the next steps? And can you give us a sense of the timeline as to how that could unfold, certainly as regards the fall election?
Well, I mean, the timeline, especially to those of us who don't work in the legal profession, it moves slowly. These appeals move slowly. And so I just, as you ask me here today, it's hard to imagine this all being resolved before the November election. Remember, you also have two other cases challenging the voter ID law before the state Supreme Court. The state Supreme Court has yet to act on those cases. And, the state Supreme Court, which has what most people consider to be a conservative majority, justices during oral arguments indicated that they have some issues with it. And the thinking is that the state Supreme Court will probably find some problem with the voter ID law. And so then you've got to address those concerns, too.
Well, we'll get to our callers in just a moment, Sean. But is the state Supreme Court's decision views on this moot now, given what we've heard from the federal court?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, any voter ID law, if they want to have voter ID law in Wisconsin, would have to be constitutional under the U.S. and state constitutions. And so these are different challenges. Judge Adelman today found that it violated the U.S. Constitution and the Federal Voting Rights Act. The challenges for the state Supreme Court are challenges under the state constitution. So I'm not sure that it's moot, but definitely viewed through a different lens now, because it's not a case where they can just come back, maybe address something that they knew was coming from the state Supreme Court and, have it in place before the November election. If they're going to pursue a federal appeal, which is it would appear they are, suddenly you're fighting on a few different fronts.
WPR state government reporter Sean Johnson stays with us as we talk about today's ruling striking down the voter ID law here in Wisconsin. That's in a federal court. And we'll go to our callers now. We've got Bob starting us off in Grafton. Bob, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I think Judge Adelman's decision was extremely good. I was down. I'm a major supporter of the League of Women Voters suit, and I was down there in the Supreme Court when it appeared that many of the conservative justices were very, very uncomfortable about the burdens that were put on all people, not just blacks and Hispanics. This is really, in my opinion, as a white Protestant business person, conservative, really a way designed to suppress votes. And I'm glad to see that Adelman really did something about it.
Bob, thanks for your call. Sean, you alluded to this. Did you read the conservative justices on the state Supreme Court similarly to the way Bob was suggesting they were reacting?
Yeah, I mean, you can get in trouble by trying to read what justices say during oral arguments, because sometimes they're trying to be the devil's advocate. They're trying to be a skeptic to make sure they get all the information they want. That said, I think most people listened to Justice Patience Rogensack during those oral arguments and thought, there's somebody who has problems with this law. And, it's a small world state government, and so rumors kind of travel fast, especially when, all the state government is run by Republicans, and they're not out there saying, yeah, we think we got this one in the bag. They've been out there talking about, we think probably some changes are necessary, and so we're prepared to come back and take care of those. So I think the read of Justice Rogensack and of the state Supreme Court, my read is that it's probably a good read at this point.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the call, Bob. And we'll go next to Pat in Brookfield. Hi, Pat.
Hey, guys. I think here's what we need to do. Let's get rid of the whole voter ID thing. I just walked out of a company called Suntan City on Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. And you know what I had to do? I had to take my index finger, press four times on this little machine in order to get my key card. So they told me that other people can't use my name to get tanning in these franchises throughout the country. There's got to be some kind of way, whether it's too hard or not, to get a free ID or whatever. I mean, we look in Afghanistan, these third world countries, and they're holding up their index finger where they had to give a fingerprint. So let's forget about all the ID cards. Let's go ahead and get some type of scanning machine or some type of fingerprinting like these third world countries do, to where we just know it's one vote for one person.
All right. Thanks a lot for the thought, Pat. And Sean, I don't know, a tech solution down the road rendering all this moot, or maybe that could be at issue too.
I mean, that's, I guess you got to do what you can to prevent tanning fraud. I don't see Republicans backing away from voter ID, you know, in the near future. They're going to be talking about how it's something that the public supports. They view it as a common sense solution, and so they're going to keep pushing for it. And you know, Democrats it's going to be a familiar refrain. They're going to be saying this is a solution in search of a problem that we don't have evidence of, you know, voter impersonation fraud that warrants this.
Taking your calls on voter ID and today's federal court ruling striking down Wisconsin's law at 800-642-1234. We'll go back to the phones in just a moment, Sean, but is this a thing that's been watched in other states, or is what happens here in Wisconsin going to have a domino effect elsewhere in the country, do you think?
There's voter ID laws all over the country, and so, you know, it's just too early for me to say with confidence what Wisconsin's ruling is going to mean in other states. I think for it to have an effect in other states, you would have to see, you know, the appeals court side with Judge Adelman, and then it would, if they did, I think you would ultimately see it appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and, you know, then we're talking. At this point, it's one federal judge's ruling. It's very significant in Wisconsin, but I'm not sure it's going to create ripple effects just yet.
Okay, and we'll go back to the phones now. Nick is joining us in Greenfield. Hey, Nick.
Yeah, thank you. If people have really been paying attention, this is part of a nationwide effort to curtail voting by one segment of the citizens that usually support the Democrats. So the whole point of this is to try and stifle, well, say if they can stifle even 1% of the voters who may vote for the other side, that will give the Republicans, who are the people who are pushing for this, an unfair advantage. And one other thing is that, you know, if they were saying that this was a problem, it's been proven pretty much nationwide that it's not a problem.
All right. Thanks for that call, Nick. We'll go straight to Scott now in Nisida. Scott, hi.
Hello there. Thank you for taking my call. And I'm sorry that I just don't understand why this is a problem for Black and Latino voters. To me, it seems like, well, okay, if it's a problem for voting, why isn't it a problem for driving a car? It's like, well, it's like, so we say, oh, we can't have driver's license with their IDs on it because then it would prevent Black and Latinos from driving cars. It's like, well, okay, what's the hurdle here? I don't get it.
Scott, thanks for the call. Sean, Scott, and Nick presenting a couple common arguments on both sides of this. This federal court ruling not going to end the political debate on this issue, is it?
Oh, no. No, I mean, I expect you'll hear points like those, especially if we ultimately do have this back in the legislative arena at some point. You will hear those points made again. You know, as far as the number of places where you have to have an ID, where it's just accepted, the video store, driving a car, that's a point that's often made by Republicans. The point that's you know, made to refute that is that voting's a different you know, different thing altogether, and that you have to basically have a higher burden. I mean, it's just more important constitutionally, you know, that you are able to vote than it is that you are able to drive a car. And then, you know, as far as what this would do for turnout, we haven't really seen in Wisconsin yet what it would do for turnout because it hadn't been in place. I mean, it was in place for one very low turnout election in 2012 before two circuit courts, state courts, you know, locked it up. And that's where it's been ever since.
And we'll leave it there. Sean, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR State Government Reporter.